and now even Utah, where the single largest NSA data collection entity is located. Now remember I told you about this idea a couple of months ago. The idea is pretty simple, and it comes from the 10th Amendment Center. States don't have to wait for Washington to act on the NSA because Washington isn't going to. Instead, create some state laws that block the NSA from using water and electricity in these states for their facilities. Well, some people said those ideas were ridiculous, and yet there is legislation moving forward across the country to make this happen. I'll explain how it works after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. In 1975, Senator Frank Church warned that the power of the NSA could enable, quote, total tyranny, end quote. He recommended that Congress should limit the agency's power, but Congress hasn't. We all know that. But there are some brave state legislators who are attempting to do just that. A new bill introduced by State Rep. Mark Roberts seeks to do exactly that. The legislation, organized by the 10th Amendment Center and the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, called Off Now Coalition, well, the Utah Fourth Amendment Protection Act expressly prohibits state material support, participation, and assistance to any federal agency that collects electronic data or metadata without a search warrant, quote, that particularly describes the person, the place, and the thing to be searched and seized, end quote. Now, it's not going to be an easy fight, but in Utah, this would be a big one. As I told you, the NSA's Utah facility uses 1.7 million gallons of water a day. By blocking that water, the facility is done for. But remember, Utah can't do this alone. 10th Amendment Center's Michael Bolden says that other states need to join the push, even those without NSA facilities. He calls it essential. And it is.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise, if you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
All right, it's Friday on the Bob Tuscan Show. We got Steve Starrs running shotgun with us. What's going on, Steve?
Oh, I'm just getting hooked up late here. I last night had a big problem with garbled speech, so I was going to try a different dialect tonight to see if they wouldn't recognize me at the NSA, but they probably will.
Yeah, that's quite all right, brother. Hey, the FCC might be listening, though.
Yes, and I'm glad to have the FCC listening because, as a matter of fact, I've been dealing with the FCC recently, you know, just in terms of applications and grants and stuff. And I've always looked at them as the big sugar daddy, you know what I mean? I know that sounds kind of strange, but they were the guys that gave us licenses, you know?
And yeah, we need licenses, Steve.
Right, yeah. We have, there's a whole lot of low-power FM radio stations that have just been granted licenses around the country. There's going to be probably close to 2,000 of these coming online in the next 18 months.
Steve, this story is in perfect timing for all that.
Yes, it is.
I want to hear your firsthand accounts of the FCC and your experiences with them as a journalist and broadcaster in the past, and then I'll tell mine. But if you haven't heard, folks, FCC Commissioner says journalists worried about government coercion. New police plan making reporters nervous. Journalists and news industry leaders are worried about being subjected to government coercion, according to the FCC commissioner. Appearing on Fox News with Greta Van Susteren, the commissioner says that he first drew attention to an FCC proposal that would dispatch researchers working on behalf of the federal agency to grill reporters, editors, and station owners about how they decide which stories to run. We have a video up on the website. You don't know what the website is. It's BobTuscan.com, of course. BobTuscan.com. And it talks about this story. It's a piece that I should play it for the listeners. All right, let's start with this piece tonight. Here's the headline. If this isn't a shocking headline, I don't know what is. FCC plans to put monitors in newsrooms. I can't make this stuff up, folks. We'll listen to this story and then get Steve Starr's reaction in just seconds. FCC plans to put monitors in newsrooms. Oy vey.
The Obama administration has ideas about what the press should cover, which shouldn't be so surprising. What might be surprising, though, is that it has plans in place to send government agents into newsrooms across America to watch over them. I'm not kidding. How's that for freedom of the press? Their plan is called the Multi-Market Study of Critical Information Needs, or CIN, and it's supposed to start this spring. Their intention is to send government workers into newsrooms to grill reporters, editors, and station owners about how they decide which stories to run. They want to find out how stories are selected, see what biases newsrooms might have, and ascertain if some issues aren't being covered enough. Supposedly, the plan was put together to figure out how to lower entry barriers for minorities in broadcasting. But even the FCC's own Commissioner Pai isn't buying that. Even he says it could easily be used to pressure media organizations into covering certain stories. He even wrote an op-ed about it in the Wall Street Journal. The FCC has put together 8 categories of critical information that it believes local newscasters should cover. Got that? The government has decided what it thinks the news should cover. And if that weren't insane enough, the FCC is expanding their regulatory powers in the new program to include newspapers, which it has absolutely no authority over. Some congressmen are saying it smacks of the fairness doctrine. That was a mandate that required FCC-regulated entities to offer contrasting viewpoints when covering big controversial issues. Basically, it tried to enforce balanced coverage from news organizations, which, let's be honest, is a joke, because all news organizations have biases, so it hasn't been enforced since 1987. But some are saying this new CIN initiative is very much like that, in that it tries to dictate what the news should cover. Of course, the FCC is all, what? Us? Try to control the news? Never! But come on. If that were true, they'd realize they have no business ever even going through the front door of a newsroom. The U.S. proudly boasts freedom of the press in its First Amendment. But this initiative clearly shows freedom is last on the FCC's list of priorities. Tonight, let's talk about that by following me on Twitter at The Resident.
So there you go. Let's talk about that, Steve. Your reaction.
Well, let's just go back and look at the history of the FCC. You know, there's a lot of things that are partly true there. In theory, though, the public owns the airwaves. That's me and you, Bob. All right. Now, you got to realize that this is not like a newspaper, or this is not a cable channel. This is not a satellite network. This is not an internet system. This is a limited amount of space that we have on the bandwidth. And it's like a highway through a canyon. I mean, there's only one way through. There's only so much space that you can put on the VHF, UHF radio bands, AM and FM. And this is public property. So you have to realize that the public owns the airwaves, and that goes back to the Communications Act of 1934. If you want to Google and look at some of that, you'll find a lot of different things and stipulations. Back in 1934, the Communications Act created the FCC. And the broadcasters are licensed to use public property. Now, they are prohibited also from spreading lies and terrorism. So the real problem is that the FCC is not enforcing the public's concerns over the dangerous and deliberately misleading information that's going out over here. And this is all the monopoly of the mainstream news media, of course, in most cases. In other words, events like 9/11 and many other things that the public has every right to hear arguments against, and the terrorism propaganda being used to perpetuate these by the New World Order elitists. These broadcasters do not allow dissenting opinions. And this is a direct violation of the trust and licensing purposes these broadcasters have been granted. These broadcasting stations are endangering the lives of property, government, and the safety of U.S. citizens. And this is a criminal act. It's a criminal act that has resulted in the death, loss, and property, and the liberty and constitutional rights of U.S. citizens. This is a crime of perpetuating terrorism, and it should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. The broadcasting executives that knowingly and or negligently committed this felony should be imprisoned. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater and cause injury or death, especially when no fire exists, like the 9/11 terrorist situation. And you can't confuse or deceive the public. And I think this evidence is damning here that these broadcasters have gotten away with this. And so the Fairness Doctrine has been abandoned by the FCC for many good reasons, but the recent rejections of the Fairness Doctrine allowed only for equal time to be allotted for candidates running for federal office, and that's only the U.S. and the Congress and president offices. So the point I'm making here is that the FCC did have to lay down guidelines as to what broadcasters could do, Bob, but they've never owned up to that responsibility. And now having them what's that?
I said, no, they haven't.
No, yeah. And now having them come in and play nanny state governors to the news media is really absurd, because they have no business. If they hadn't taken their real responsibility seriously for years, allowing these people to create this mainstream news media monopoly opinion, where we can't talk about chemtrails, we can't talk about aspartame, we can't talk about fluoride.
It's absolutely ridiculous, Steve. Yeah, absolutely ridiculous. When we come back, we're going to be joined by John, our nuclear expert, for a segment or so on the Fukushima situation, which has...
You can't talk about that, Bob. You can't talk about that.
We can't talk about that. And we can't talk about this substitute who was taped supposedly spouting bizarre conspiracy theories in a high school physics class. We'll let you be the judge of that.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We got Steve Starrs running shotgun with us. And we're now joined by the Caribbean critic John, our nuclear expert, former nuclear researcher for the British Special Forces, and has been with us since day one, practically, of the Fukushima Daiichi disaster, and we have some news to get to that that we have to cover here. This is very important. John, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Bob. Glad to be on the show again.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're glad to have you. Or are we?
We're glad to have you. Unfortunately, the circumstances are not good.
Precisely. Yeah, we like you, John. We don't like the circumstances.
The last time I was on, I was speaking of what people could do over this disaster from Fukushima. And basically, yes, you can take the iodine and other medications, but the people on the West Coast, they just got to get out. There's no other option at all. They have to leave the West Coast. There's a report come out from E&E News now, and the amount of radiation on the West Coast is enormous. Way above, I think it's 500 times what the safe level is. And what they're saying is basically it may be too late and people in California may just be dead men walking. And that's from the E&E News, the European Nuclear Energy Consortium. So what do you do?
Is most of this, John, is most of this transferable through the ocean currents? Is that it? It's not atmospheric at this point, or is that the reason why the West Coast is?
Both.
Oh, both. Okay.
Yeah. If you remember that plume of of steam and what have you that came out of number three reactor, I think it was about the 18th of November, that was carrying the strontium particles and the cesium and your iodine and various other isotopes. In fact, if you read that E&E News now article, even as far as Carolina, the grass now contains radioactive hydrogen, tritium, you know, heavy hydrogen. So the vegetation is taking it up, the animals are taking it up, then we're slaughtering the animals and eating them. So, you know, it's critical now that people are told the truth. But unfortunately, the mainstream media and the other organizations are keeping it under wraps. Why, I don't know.
Yeah, that's another problem with the FCC and this broadcast manipulated monopoly of opinion that's obscuring information that people need to know about. I know that there have been people like Radchik and others who have done readings or compiled citizen reports on some of these radiation levels. And I don't know how much credibility you place in those, because I know that some of these beta waves can actually be detected by your average Geiger counter possibly. I may be a little bit I'm way out of my field here, John, but what can we do as citizens to detect the real risks here in various locations?
Well, most people have got, I mean, the radiation detectors that most people have are in the sort of $40, $50 range, but if you want to detect all forms, you're going to have to pay about $400 for the to detect the gamma, X-ray, and alpha, beta particles, all the different forms of ionizing radiation that is spewing out of this planet.
Have you put any credibility on some of these readings, or has there been a network developed to try to actually, the people themselves monitoring this situation that's been reliable at all?
Well, the government monitors, apparently they did monitor the spikes, and what was the government reaction? Oh, raise the safe limit. Not tell the people that, this might be a bit dangerous. No, they raised the safe limit. Crazy.
Now, has there been something recent that in the last few days that's happened concerning those tanks and the amount of strontium that the strontium 90 that we were talking about, the massive amounts and what is it, millions of gallons? That material.
They found a leak in another holding pool, and 100 tons of this radioactive water has leaked into the sea in the last day or so.
Wow, really? That's astounding. Bob, what do you think? see if he's.
I'm glad I'm not on the West Coast. That's for sure.
Yeah.
However, it's unreasonable to think that there's going to be a massive diaspora leaving the West Coast. So it's going to be a lot of suffering, and it disturbs me. It really does.
Well, this is the E&E News, you see, and you know, if it's a foreign nuclear energy agency to America, you know, it's European, so they are publishing what their findings are, and because it's not getting reported in the U.S.
Right. Well, is that Christopher Busby? Is he involved with them, or does he lend credibility to that news source?
Yes, of course.
Okay, good, because I know that you guys have worked together, and I've always followed some of his comments and critique for a while. He's very reasonable. I mean, I don't think he's trying to terrorize anybody, but he is dealing with the realities of this mess. And I know, you, John, you have done that well, too. And so now what could we expect to see, or what will we, if we're looking closely, start to see in probably the next 6 months if this is as dangerous as we think it may be?
Well, I've noticed in the past few days reports coming out of, I think it was Washington State, or it could have been Oregon, where babies now are being born with parts of the skull and parts of the brain missing. Of course, they're not tying it to the Fukushima radiation, but what else would you tie it to?
Right, and this is the result of the strontium and the calcium interchange there, isn't it, in bone development?
That's what one would expect, that it would affect the bone structure and, in fact, cause cancers in the bone, yeah.
Boy. Was that a bomb about to go off in the background there?
That was the Geiger counter telling you that...
Was that the Geiger counter?
No,
Anyway, gentlemen, I'll leave you with that thought. It's not good.
No, it isn't. And, you know, we appreciate you staying on top of all of this, of course. And the websites that you recommended, again, were E-N-E, is it that right? E-N-E?
E-N-E News, yes. This is the European Energy News that's published regularly.
Okay. We've been on top of the Fukushima situation for some time. All right, well, thanks, but no thanks for that update.
We appreciate it, but we really do. And, of course, we'll have to have you back and keep these things up to date, I think.
Hopefully we won't have you back. All right.
Well, all I can say is I was on top of this situation. The last time I was on, I did point out this problem. And now along comes the followers and publishers the report and the evidence.
I hate when you're correct, John. I really do. When we get back, a substitute teacher was taped spouting bizarre conspiracy theories in a high school physics class. I'll let you be the judge of that when we come back.
The Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Operation Gladio.
What's that?
Operation Gladio is how most world governments pretty much, they want to start a war, so they will use a false flag terrorist attack as an excuse to go to war.
That was audio from a classroom in Michigan of a substitute teacher that, according to the show website Daily Caller and others, was spouting bizarre conspiracy theories in high school physics class. Yeah. Well, so far I didn't have to take issue to what he had to say. I didn't take issue to what he had to say. MK Ultra, you know. Operation Gladio. That's all declassified government documents. We know this is absolutely something that took place. Steve, should we hear to listen in a little bit further and see if this substitute teacher actually espouses any crazy conspiracy theories?
Yeah, let's do. I don't think anything has been crazy so far. It's all well documented. We had congressional hearings on with the Church Committee and MKUltra back in the 70s. But go ahead. Yeah,
sure did.
Like, for instance, during World War II, Franklin Delano Roosevelt and certain members of the cabinet knew that Pearl Harbor was going to be bombed. There's actually evidence today that they actually knew about that. So it's not a conspiracy theory. But anyways, it's one of those things where, you know, they weren't pulling off the terrorist attack, but they let it happen as an excuse to go to war. Because when the United States goes to war, we're smart enough to where we don't ever want to be portrayed as the aggressors. So we let a situation happen. And then once it happens, they're like, oh, you guys bombed us, even though they knew full well ahead of time and could have prevented it, and, you know, just let soldiers die instead, and then they have an excuse to go to war. But, MKUltra, Richard Lady, it's another good one. You guys ever hear the Iran-Contra scandal?
Nope.
Yep.
Reagan.
No.
Yeah, look up Iran-Contra. In the 1980s, we realized that, generals under Reagan were doing these arms deals in Central America. Basically, they were trading. They were flying down guns, giving guns to these guerrilla groups, and then the guerrilla groups would give them cocaine in return. They bring the cocaine back to the United States and sell it. Yeah.
Isn't it called like Fast and Furious, how they said Obama was selling guns?
Fast and Furious, well, that wasn't even selling guns. Fast and Furious was, the idea was, they're going to, yeah, sell guns undercover to Mexican drug cartels and then put these bugs in the shipments of guns, and that way they could track to where the guns are being brought to the cartels and they could bust these guys. Well,
all right, so Mr. What's his name? Mr. Substitute Teacher.
Yeah.
I didn't take issue to anything he had to say, really.
Yeah, these should be the kinds of topics that people would be talking about. I don't know. What kind of class was this, Bob? Was this a civics?
It was a physics class. It was a physics class. So it was a bit off topic. Yeah. Perhaps in the physics class, they should have talked about the physics involved with the collapse of those buildings.
Yeah, the explosion of those buildings. It was called a collapse that doesn't work on the physics level. That would have been pretty good. And, of course, Richard Gage, who you've had on many times. We know Richard, 9/11 Truth, architects for 9/11 Truth, and so many other people, you know, pilots, scholars, so many other people who have raised the serious questions about the forensics of 9/11. This is a physics discussion and has everything to do with physics. This is why we study physics, so we understand why things work and when we're being told lies, why they don't work the way we were told. So, yeah, but that's probably how it did. Did it meander off in that direction? Was that the part that was also encapsulated in this whole interview, Bob, or was that just something?
Well, that, I mean, what we heard was a direct recording from one of the students in the classroom, and that's all we got. One of the students said it is inappropriate for him to indoctrinate students without facts or logical discussion, especially in a physics class. That was from the student who filmed it. Where the hell is that sound coming from? Sorry. Anyways, that was from the student who filmed it. He said, personally, I feel that all opinions and perspective should be valued, and yet there's an appropriate time and place for that. This was certainly not one of them.
Well, you know, they could argue that, of course, and he's a substitute teacher and probably will not be invited back. But, you know, this is the kind of thing that people feel like is a counterproduction to you know, their educational ideal of brainwashing people not to think. And that's what the educational system does. And it's unfortunately become more and more that way. You know, I was lucky enough to grow up with schools where I had teachers who taught me things and taught me to think. And I credit a lot of my ability to see through a lot of the political ploys today, Bob, to some of the best instructors and teachers I had at a very early age. I don't think they would be working today, or very begrudgingly if they were, under the same circumstances. Did you have any
this,
good teacher? Go ahead.
This teacher says that he likes it when people are actively engaged. and want to learn about something. It sounded like the students were fairly engaged.
Yeah, isn't it amazing when you talk about something that's important, they do actually quit thumbing their pencils and throwing notes and stuff at each other?
Because they want to hear the truth.
Right.
You know, so they were engaged in this. And the little brat who said, geez. That kid would have pissed me off in high school, I'll tell you that much. He would have pissed me off.
What was the reaction from the school board? Did they issue any kind of statement?
No reaction. Actually, this teacher was featured in the school newspaper shortly after in a belovingly fashion. They actually like this sub, which is interesting.
Yeah, I remember my first day in Western civilization. The instructor, my teacher, got up and began to write on the blackboard. I can still remember this, and he went ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. 1534, ch-ch-ch-ch, Society of Jesus, ch-ch, double underline. Who knows what it means? There was like hardly any hands that went up. He said, I can't believe the education you kids have had.
You should be ashamed of yourselves.
He was right,
Steve,
though.
I had a history teacher in high school, either my freshman or sophomore year, who spent 2 to 3 weeks on the Kennedy assassination. 2 to 3 weeks.
I think it's
Looking back, I'm sure he would have covered 9/11 if I would have got in there. So very, very interesting. And now I have my college professor who came on the show, who is indicative of the mental capacity of most of academia, who will basically pander and repeat, regurgitate the official story on anything. And as you know, official stories are made by officials. There you go. There's the evolution. So sometimes you get a teacher that actually wants to teach, like John Tiller Gatto, who I think is a great example of somebody who promotes the natural curiosity and so on and so forth. Oh, somebody wrote in the chat, the kid is a good candidate for the FCC. By the way, we have a chat room, bobtuscan.com. That is great. We're going to get back into the FCC in a little bit. Next segment, Steve Starrs is going to give us his firsthand account of his encounters with the FCC. So look forward to that, folks. And before we do that, let me just quickly mention this piece of information, which is, I think, indicative of the way we're heading and signs of the time. U.S. existing home sales fell in January. Broad measure of home sales fell sharply in January. The latest sign the housing market is buckling under high mortgage rates, tight inventory, and severely cold weather. I don't know what the hell the weather has to do with it. I guess, all right, maybe I could see that, but still, I think this is more indicative of our economy. And after we get into the stuff about the FCC that Steve's going to get to next segment, I want to talk about a Chicago boy who was charged with a felony for throwing a snowball. That's right, it's snowball. You'll never believe this, or maybe you will.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
We'll take calls next hour on the Bob Tuscan Show at 800-313-9443 on anything you like. We'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. And then in the third hour, Mark Pascoe will be joining us. He's got his show debuting on Saturday. In this incarnation anyway, so looking forward to that. Steve, you know, in light of this FCC story, if you haven't heard, the FCC plans to put monitors in newsrooms. Yeah, monitors. What are they monitoring exactly? I guess the question comes up. Well, we'll tell you about that, but Steve has some personal anecdotes that he wants to share here. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. You know, I got back into broadcasting very, very early in my life, in the early 70s. And back in those days, you got what you called a third-class radio telephone license. And that was an operator's license, or a disc jockey's license is what it was. It was about a 5x7 piece of yellow paper. And you went down and you took this kind of like a driver's test. It didn't take, it cost you 10 or 15 bucks or something like that. And you filled out a, you know, a questionnaire form, and you'd already studied for it, so it was really easy to pass. And when you got this license, you could be a DJ. You could not work on transmitters. You were not an engineer, but you could be on air. It was essentially the DJ's license, and it was called the third class radio telephone license. And one of the questions, and of course there was a big portion of this, was they were saying that you are not to disseminate false, misleading, slanderous, or superfluous information on the air. Superfluous. That's the first time I'd ever heard that word, which is obnoxious or meaningless or misdirecting information. That you weren't to put the public at risk in any way, and that you were to be as accurate as possible with names and incidents. And, of course, in broadcasting, mistakes are made, but the idea was that you were to never intentionally use your communication license or your station to disseminate information that was intentionally misleading or dangerous to the public, and that you could be held accountable to lose your license, of course. And that was a big thing. Oh, they'll take my license away, you know. But, you know, it's odd that these major corporations have gotten away with years. We had John on tonight talking about Fukushima. All the information we're not getting about that. Chemtrails, fluoride, Monsanto, 9/11, Bobby Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, HIV, AIDS. We can just go on and on and on with the information that these big broadcasting stations have deliberately kept out of the public forum, as far as, you know, a free information of ideas. And they have actually used their facilities to disseminate propaganda and terrorism. They are terrorizing the American public with incidents like Sandy Hook, with Oklahoma City, with the bankster bailout and these terror tactics and all this kind of stuff. So, I mean, as a third class, you know, we're talking third class, you know, radio disc jockey, when I got that license years ago, we really had a respect for the FCC, or I did anyway, from the standpoint of saying we're not here to be on the public airways, which, by the way, belong to the public. And I keep making this point because a lot of people say, well, I don't think the government should tell these stations what to do. Well, I agree to some extent, but the reality is that's our property, Jack. That belongs to us. These mega corporations do not own Channel 9. They don't own Channel 4 or 31. They don't own the AM/FM band. That is public property. It's just like if a company came in and said, look, we're going to fix up your roads because this is the main thoroughfare, the main bridge that goes across, you know, that connects the two parts of the city. We're going to make some improvements on it. But, you know, between 9 and 5, hey, the road is ours. Nobody else uses it. If we want to dump toxic waste all over this area that you have to drive through, and if we decide that even emergency vehicles can't use this, well, that's tough luck because we own it. No, these mega corporations do not own the broadcasting facilities. If they want to spout all they like we do here on the Internet, they can do that. If they want to print a newspaper, and of course, that story talked about even the FCC wanting to monitor newspapers. They have no business in the newspaper industry. Internet, cable, satellite, you know, and all this other media that's not related to broadcasting on the public airwaves. That's a different story. But these big corporations like Fox, ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, Turner, the rest of them, they do not own the airwaves. They belong to the people. And they're using your public airwaves to dump trash on you. They won't let you in to get a word in edgewise. They're controlling the entire public property. They should not only lose their licenses, they should be criminally prosecuted for this. This is an extremely dangerous deception situation. Now, if the FCC were on the ball, just like they would have told me when I got my third-class license, that's what they should be doing right now. Instead, they don't have the technical personnel or the watchdogs or the people with the FCC to go around and monitor these stations. I can tell you that. We had some trouble at the college station I worked at. Somebody claimed they heard somebody saying obscenity late at night, and the FBI came to visit the station asking us questions. Well, our general manager said, well, where is this individual reporting from? Well, he was in Denver, which was about 60 miles away. I said, well, no way, because our signal doesn't get down into Denver. You're barking up the wrong transmitter, sir. Yeah, so the FBI agent left. But this story ran in the local college newspaper. Point is, I have had some run-ins with them, but the FCC has never been involved with telling people what they can and can't put on the air. And that's to the detriment of them, really. They've never taken any responsibility for all of the things that these companies have been able to get away with. They are deliberately blocking all the information about 9/11. They're trying to keep things out of the public eye. We have nothing in terms of an honest, legitimate investigation into the background of this imposter president that we have now. The bankster bailouts, the lack of transparency, chemtrails, fluoride, Monsanto, GMOs, the list is enormous of the things that they are covering up and will not allow the public to get access to their own property. That's where the FCC should be operating. That's a job. That's the responsibility and the public trust that is necessary that these broadcasting facilities are using your property and my property, our public property, owe us a free forum, an open debate. Now, obviously, we could have all kinds of crazy conspiracy theories on. But, you know, if they allocated maybe an hour or two of prime time to open debate, those ratings would soar. People would tune it in and say, my gosh, you hear those wackos on there last night? Controversy is great for television. They love it. But no, they don't even want anybody mentioning anything about what's going on around behind the our backs, you know, covered up, things that should be exposed, the things that public should know about. As long as we're misinformed, ill-informed, and being just basically kept in the dark by these big mega corporations. And that includes, you know, your talk show conservatives, too, like Rush Limbaugh and some of these other people out there, Glenn Beck. You know, they don't like the government. They want to make a big fuss out of this, like a Punch and Judy puppet show to distract you while Rockefeller and the Rothschilds pick your pocket. It's all a distraction. Because what they want to make it look like is that they're the Republicans being hassled by the liberal media. The liberal media. You know what I mean? That's what he talks about, all that kind of stuff. No, friends, it's not just about that. They're trying to screen all of us out. They don't want the interference, or they don't want these people in their newsrooms, but the reality is these newsrooms are already corrupt and have been for a long, long time. And if the government should step in at all, they need to step in on behalf of the citizens and all the corruption and lies and Project Mockingbird shenanigans that have been going on all this time. So, whew, I got it all out.
That was a mouthful.
It was a mouthful. And it feels good to be able to for free. This is what's really happening. This is free radio. You know,
it's the last beacon of free radio.
It is. We're hanging in here.
For now, anyways. All right, speaking of free radio, we have free open lines. Dial us troll-free. 800-313-9443. All right, that's next hour. 800-313-9443. Free for all Friday. Anything you want. We'll get to your calls. That's coming up in just moments. Also, Mark Passio, What on Earth is Happening, will be joining us in the third hour of tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. Please, if you can donate, I hate asking. Yesterday we raised $30, which I'm very excited about. Thank you so much to those who donated. But $30 these days, unfortunately, does not pay the bills. And I lost my job last month, and I've been trying to make a go at this full time. So if you want to sponsor, that's even better. I'd love to promote your product to our large audience. I'd appreciate that. But if you're somebody who sees value in what we do in this audience of ours, please, 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 please donate. A few Federal Reserve notes. Go to the website, bobtuscan.com. On the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a donation button, or you can PayPal me, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With